Hello, this is Sasha Adi, host of the PCOS Challenge radio show, designed to help women overcome polycystic ovarian syndrome, a hormonal and reproductive disorder that affects 1 in 10 women of childbearing age. We'll be bringing you the best information on fertility, hirsutism, weight loss, nutrition, mental health, and other conditions surrounding PCOS. The goal of the PCOS Challenge is to inspire and motivate you to make positive changes in your life. So tune in regularly to get insights from leading experts and the support you need. This is Sasha Adi. Help spread the word and take the PCOS Challenge.
Hi everyone, this is Sasha Adi, your host of the PCOS Challenge radio show and also PCOSChallenge.com, the support and networking site for women with polycystic ovary syndrome. Today our show is about the PCOS Confidence Grant, the PCOS Diva PCOS Challenge Confidence Grant. So we're answering some of your questions about that grant and just introducing you to what the grant's about and how you can apply. So as a part of a multi-year endowment from PCOS Diva, PCOS Challenge will be offering grants of up to $500 to help women and girls struggling with hair and skin issues related to PCOS, polycystic ovary syndrome. The PCOS Diva PCOS Challenge Confidence Grants assist with the costs associated with dermatology treatments, laser hair removal, or electrolysis. So, and Amy Medling, who's the founder of PCOS Diva, endowed this grant, and PCOS Challenge is so grateful to PCOS Diva, Amy Medling, for providing us with the funds to get this grant started. And so later on in the show, we'll talk about how people can contribute to the grant as well. But our guest today is Amy Medling. Amy is the founder of PCOSDiva.com, an online resource dedicated to helping women understand and manage the symptoms associated with polycystic ovarian syndrome. She studied holistic nutrition at the Institute of Integrative Nutrition and is a certified health. PCOS Diva teaches women to relieve and control PCOS symptoms using a proven treatment plan that encourages whole food, natural remedies, supplements, exercise, self-care, positive thinking, and stress reduction. Amy's goal is to coach other women with PCOS to find a body, mind, and spirit balance that will have them proclaiming, I'm a PCOS diva too. So Amy, welcome to the PCOS Challenge radio show, and thank you so much for being here.
Oh, thank you, Sasha. I'm really excited to share the information about the PCOS Confidence Grant.
Oh, yeah, we're so excited and thankful for you at PCOS Diva for, you know, having being so generous, but just understanding the needs of women and girls with PCOS, especially when it comes to some of the physical symptoms that may affect confidence. And these aren't the only things that affect confidence, but, you know, this is a start to address, to bring awareness to hirsutism, to acne, to skin issues related to PCOS. And we at PCOS Challenge, and I'm sure you do too, Amy, believe that this should not be considered a cosmetic issue. This is a medical issue which should be addressed like any other medical issue out there. And so thank you for your generosity and in helping women and girls in that way.
Oh, you know, it's honestly, it's really my true pleasure to, you know, join up forces with PCOS Challenge to offer these grants. PCOS Diva, our mission, this is my mission statement, is to educate and empower women with polycystic ovarian syndrome to reclaim their fertility, femininity, health, and happiness. And that femininity piece, I think is really important. And, you know, as a woman with PCOS myself, I can tell you that dealing with the hirsutism was probably the most difficult symptom besides my struggle with fertility. And to be able to give women, you know, a sense of hope and that they can, you know, just to sort of put that symptom behind them so that they can kind of continue that the healing journey means so much to me because it made a huge difference in my life. So it's very important for PCOS Diva to give back, and I think this is just the perfect way to give back for my organization.
Yes, and, you know, thank you so much. And the future awardees of this grant, thank you, I'm sure. So one of the great things that's been happening, though, Amy, I didn't get a chance to tell you this yet, was that we've been receiving calls and emails from people who want to fundraise for the grant, which is so encouraging. I know $500 it's a lot, but in the large scheme of things, for laser hair removal or electrolysis, it might get them halfway through. But you know, we're just so grateful that people want to help to potentially increase the impact of this grant.
Oh, I know, that's so wonderful to hear. I've heard from a couple organizations as well, and I just think that it really resonates with women with PCOS who definitely struggle, you know, with acne and the excess hair growth. And I know when after the birth of my second child, I was a stay-at-home mom. We were on one income, and I remember going away with a group of neighbors, kind of an overnight trip with our kiddos. And I remember I remember how much this affected me. I got up at 4:30 in the morning to go and pluck the hair off my chin because, you know, I was afraid of anybody seeing that. And at the time, I couldn't afford laser hair removal, and it was just really debilitating mentally for me. And so, you know, at that point, I really didn't have my PCOS under control. And so, you know, when I was first managing it naturally, it was still an issue, and it was a big problem. And I actually, my sister loaned me $500 to go and get the laser hair removal, and it was just a lifesaver for my confidence. And I think that's the reason we named it the Confidence Grant, because I personally experienced how life-changing it was to not have to worry about that hair every single morning. And, you know, now that my PCOS is under control, my testosterone is normal, it isn't an issue for me anymore. But I really want other women who are struggling financially and with acne or hair issues to be able to, you know, get the help that I know that they need.
Absolutely. And so we've been getting emails so far, and today we're going to go over some of the frequently asked questions about the grant, but also just letting people know about how to prepare for applying for the grant, because there's some things that you, to help the process go smoothly, should have before you start the application. Firstly, let's go through what is covered in the grant application. What we'll need is your personal information, and there are three restrictions. One must have PCOS. You must have a diagnosis of PCOS from a physician. You must be a legal permanent U.S. resident, and you must be at least 18 years of age, or the application must be completed by a parent or legal guardian if the prospective grant recipient is less than 18 years of age. So those are just three restrictions that we have. And So I can go through the frequently asked questions. One of the things that we've been getting a lot of, well, there are 10 questions that we've gotten over the past few weeks since we opened the grant from multiple people. So I'll just go through those 10. Is there an application fee for the grant? No, there is not. There is no cost to apply for the grant. What materials should I have before I start my application? You need 5 things. 1, written confirmation or letter from your physician confirming your PCOS diagnosis. And optionally, you can have a confirmation of the hair or skin issue that you're applying for this grant. You need a headshot. You know, you can just take a picture with your phone. It doesn't have to be anything professionally done. And at least 1 photo of yourself showing the reasons for this grant. So, example, a picture of acne or hirsutism. And optionally, you can have a video statement, not more than 2 minutes in length, just telling us the reason you're applying for this grant, as well as a written statement, a personal statement. So these are 5 things. The confirmation from your physician, a headshot, another photo that shows a picture of whatever skin issue you're dealing with, an optional video statement, and a personal statement. These things, if you have these done, you can get through the grant application within 15 to 20 minutes max. The next question is how long is the application? It's 8 sections, and if you have the 5 things that we just spoke about, you'll get through it in less than 20 minutes. Does the application have to be submitted all at once? No, it doesn't. You can save your application and return to it. That's also a really great feature. On what criteria are the applicants chosen and going to be judged? I know, Amy, you funded the grant and you're not participating in the selection process. What happens is we're having a selection committee who will go through the grants. Once they're all submitted, they'll go through based on the criteria that we're about to speak about. So I'm sure people are also asking you some of these things. But it's kind of out of our hands. We're bringing the grant to you, and the selection committee will have the final say in who gets the grant. So on what criteria will you be judged? Need, both financial and the need for the actual treatment. Those are essential. And your story. Tell us why you'd like to get this grant and why you need this grant. You know, a personal story, very compelling, and will enable us to make our decision. Your willingness to participate in advocacy campaigns or to raise awareness. This is weighted less heavily, but we really do want this grant to bring light to the need for these treatments to be considered more than just cosmetic. So we encourage our applicants to also want to participate in PCOS awareness to bring light to this issue. So how will winners participate in the campaigns? Through written stories, interviews, or participation in PCOS awareness events. For example, the PCOS Awareness Symposium. No, you don't have to make a public appearance. You can participate by sharing some of your story in written format or interviews. And later on, PCOS Challenge will be introducing some opportunities for legislative advocacy around PCOS. So that's something that we're going to be working on later this year, early next year. And Amy, I would love to talk to you about that, about how we can really start to get the government to pay attention to PCOS. We believe that it needs to be a priority.
Yeah, and I actually just posted something today on Facebook, a little fact that, did you know that of the estimated 7 million women with PCOS, less than 0.1% of the National Institutes of Health budget is focused on research to help us? So,
yes
we desperately need more, you know, funding through the government, for sure.
Absolutely. It's appalling how even the most renowned researchers, their grants are not being funded for PCOS grants are not being funded. So, I mean, this is a shame. This is the most common endocrine disorder in women. So we definitely have to get together, let our voices be heard. So that laser hair removal, electrolysis, treatments for women with PCOS will no longer be considered merely cosmetic or breast-aside. So this is what we would love to accomplish. This grant, I think, is a great conversation starter. Another concern is, will my videos and headshots be posted online? Everything you submit to us will only be shared with the grant selection committee. Videos that you post, if you post a video on YouTube and you would not like it to be searchable, please make it unlisted. You can also share on PCOSChallenge.com. It's not searchable on Google, but it's still not completely private. So everything you submit in the grant will be shared only among the grant selection committee for the purpose of determining the grant awardees. Does my video have to be fancy or professionally produced? No, you can keep it simple. It can be as simple as something that you shoot on your phone or with a webcam. How many grants will be awarded? The number of applications funded as well as the amount of funding will depend on the endowment funds received and fundraising activities. So if we get people donating money to the grant, then we'll be able to have a greater impact and help more people. What are the deadlines? These can all be found on pcoschallenge.org/confidence and pcosdiva.com/confidence. So you can find out more information about the grant deadline on these websites. How can I raise money or donate towards a grant? This is very welcome. If you would like to donate to the grant, you have two options. Option one, you may donate online at pcoschallenge.org/donate-confidence-grant. It's pcoschallenge.org/donate-confidence-grant. And all of this is on the pcoschallenge.org/confidence website. Option two is you can submit it by mail to PCOS Challenge Attention Confidence Grant. And that address is 931 Monroe Drive Northeast, Suite A470, Atlanta, Georgia, 30308. And if you'd like to help raise funds to go towards the grant, please email us at info@pcoschallenge.com. Amy, we both know how important this grant is for girls and women with PCOS. I'm sure you get examples of that every day as we do a PCOS challenge. People emailing us, telling us how this has affected them. There are some people who have major anxiety around the way they feel and the way they think that people perceive them because of some of the perceived imperfections, such as hirsutism. And we're both on a mission to help every woman and girl with PCOS to not have to go through this. So thank you so much again for being so generous and being so caring and making this your mission.
Well, you're just so welcome. I mean, I just feel like I'm kind of passing on the goodwill that was given to me when I was suffering the most, you know, just kind of passing that along. And I just want everybody to know that I will continue to donate a portion of sales from all of the PCOS Diva products and online programs to the PCOS Confidence Grant. You know, I'm really excited to see the difference that it will make in women's lives. I really see the work that we do at PCOS Diva as helping women move beyond the struggles of PCOS so that they can live the life they were meant to live without PCOS holding them back. And I hope that the confidence grant is just one, you know, one more vehicle to help achieve that goal.
Absolutely. And, you know, you've dealt with this personally, so you can definitely understand. I've dealt with not necessarily the skin issues, but I've dealt with confidence issues related to PCOS and, you know, having anxiety about certain things related to PCOS. So, I mean, it can affect your day-to-day life. It can affect your quality of life. And giving women and girls the tools that can help them to move that, move beyond that, and feel as confident and feminine as every woman should feel, I think is, you know, is just fantastic. And we're hoping that this can really touch the lives of the people who receive this grant.
Yes, so please apply, you know, and consider donating, too, to increase the grant fund and the endowment so that we can help more women.
Absolutely. And so apply at pcoschallenge.org/confidence. That's pcoschallenge.org/confidence. There you'll be able to find the application and find ways to donate to the grant. If this is something that's near and dear to your heart and you would love to make a donation, know that this will have an immense impact, positive impact on the people who will be awarded this grant. And it's based on need. Financial need is something that's a real challenge and a real barrier for a lot of women getting these treatments that can really help to increase and promote their confidence level. So, yeah, please donate and apply. Go to pcoschallenge.org/confidence and apply there. Amy, do you have any last words of encouragement to our listeners today?
Well, I just want women to know that there is hope. You know, I think that we hear so many negative messages about PCOS. You know, women with PCOS, we're very sensitive, we're very strong, we are survivors, and we have, you know, there's a lot of positives that come out of having PCOS. We're very creative. And I just want women to focus on those positive attributes and, you know, make a conscious decision to focus on the positive rather than all of these negative, you know, symptoms and things that we're hearing from the doctors. And we also there's so much that we can do that's within our control through diet, lifestyle, exercise, self-care, stress reduction, supplements that can make a tremendous impact on your health. And, you know, if you have a hard time and you need some support and you don't know where to begin, I really encourage you to download my PCOS 101 guide. It's a 32-page guide to kind of help you navigate you know, a diagnosis, how to work with your doctor, and what kind of medical team, you know, you should be putting together, and how to interpret lab results. And you can find that at pcosdiva.com/hope.
Great. Thank you so much for providing those resources for people who may have a difficult time navigating all of what's out there, navigating what their doctors are telling them, what other professionals are telling them, what their families are telling them. So it's always great to have somewhere where you can go to find some sort of comfort and know that you're getting great information. Thank you.
Sure, and take advantage of organizations like PCOS Challenge. You all have a fantastic support network and group that it's important that you don't feel like you have to be alone and you're in this alone, because there's a lot of us out there that have been through it and are continuing to thrive with PCOS, and we can help support you.
Absolutely. Go to pcoschallenge.com. It's a great support network of 35,000 women, and that's how we let our voices be heard in numbers. So thank you to all our listeners. Again, Amy and PCOS Diva, thank you so much for all you do for women with PCOS. And please go to PCOSChallenge.com and PCOSDiva.com to learn more.
Thank you for listening to the PCOS Challenge Radio Show. Tune in regularly to get insights from leading experts and the support you need. Also, be sure to join our social network at PCOSChallenge.com and sign up for our newsletter. This is Sasha Ati. Help spread the word and take the PCOS Challenge.